Victor. Now, if the imminent Czech lower house elections have so far failed to enthuse a large part of the population, then that seems to be doubly true for many young Czechs. Figures suggest they could stay away from the polls in droves, and part of the blame at least appears to lie with the political parties themselves. Chris Johnstone has the story.
They have been dubbed Havel's children, after the first non-communist president, Václav Havel. These teenagers and early 20-somethings have no memories of the pre-1989 Velvet Revolution communist regime and have lived all or nearly all their lives under Western-style democracy. But surveys suggest that many of the around 500,000 young people who will be able to vote for the first time in the country's key elections, those to the lower house at the end of May, will shun a basic building block of the democratic process, casting your ballot. Polls for a wider band of voters, those up to 29, say only around 58% might vote this time round. Other estimates for first-time voter participation are even lower. Jan Hartl is a sociologist and head of the polling agency STEM.
The figures, if they think that the elections is it's a challenge to both two main parties, and that they can express a certain protest, then their turnout at the election might be somewhere around 50%.
But Mr. Hartl says that figure could drop to as low as 40% if young people get the impression that even a protest vote is not worth the effort. That compares with a final participation of 64.5% of eligible voters in the last lower house elections in June 2006. Then, nearly three times more 18 to 21-year-olds than the average voted for the Green Party, with a higher proportion also for the eventual winners, the centre-right Civic Democrats. This time round, the Greens appear to be struggling to get back in Parliament, and younger voters seem to have switched some of their support to the newcomer parties, Topo 9 and Public Affairs. Jan Hertzmann, the head of the polling agency Factum Invenio, says the young are the only group who are likely to be no-shows in the upcoming elections, in spite of the fact that their overall right-wing preferences could tip the result.
They could, if they come, they could influence the result slightly to the right, but the big question that we face is whether they really come and cast their votes.
STEM's Jan Hartl says part of the problem is that political parties are not bothering to reach out to young people for the simple reason that they are not what is politely termed disciplined voters.
Pragmatically thinking about organizing the campaign, they know that to invest to young people is a somewhat insecure investment, whereas if they consider very probable vote and high turnout, it's quite logical that they would concentrate mainly on the older generation.
Simply put, younger voters might have more elections ahead of them than their parents or grandparents, but they cannot be relied on to go out and vote.
Thanks, Chris.